Here we go again. Warning. Those mailed ballots, they might be late. We're going to have to wait days after the election till we find out how many votes we need. I mean, till all of the ballots come through the mail. Well, you trust the mail, right? No, you can't trust the mail. Not at all. Why? All those postal unions, who do they support? Democrats, Joe Biden. But the Associated Press wants you to know that we might not know who won the election. Might not know. Might have to wait for all of those mailed ballots that run late. Got to make sure they come in so it'll be fair. Do you think, folks, if these mailed ballots were to help Trump, that they'd be interested in waiting? Bet you they wouldn't. Here's what's going on from Laura Ingraham last night.
Election officials are already, guys, warning about problems with the Postal Service. Okay, they're already telegraphing this, that it could disrupt voting. So they told the head of the Postal Service that over the past year, including the just concluded primary season, mailed ballots that were postmarked on time were received by local election offices days after the deadline to be counted. Chris, what are they setting up here for a narrative?
Well, I think it's certainly something that undermines trust, not just in the postal system, but in our elections. And that was one of Trump's better lines last night, was talking about the importance of holding the border, but the extreme importance of holding elections and holding those things accountable, having things that people can trust. After the last election, I think Molly Hemingway really summed it up great in her book, Rigged. This whole thing wasn't just fraudulent, but there were little things done throughout, and people start to just lose trust. And when you, one of the worst things about it, and one of the things that spreads that mistrust, is that the investigators, the people in charge, refuse to answer questions. They refuse to give information. They just say it's a delay. Oh, we found some more ballots. It's one of the problems with having an election system that's more complicated than show up on election day and vote. And I think it's a tool that can be used in a lot of the machine politics.
Alex, you agree with me very quickly.
Yep. Keep your eye on that. Whenever the media is like, hey, you know, we don't know for a few days who won. So, and that's totally normal. And if you criticize that at all, you're going to prison. Be very, very careful. They're going to pull some kind of shenanigan. You know they are. You just don't know what it's going to be. Meanwhile, Greg Gutfeld absolutely nailing this, asking the critical question, and it is a critical question. How did Kamala know she would not be fact-checked on ABC News when she spewed 5 now debunked hoaxes? How did she know that?
Kamala confidently and casually unloaded all the hoaxes. The Fine People hoax, the bloodbath, Project 2025, the abortion ban, these things have all been debunked. Would she have done that knowing that there would be consequences? She did that knowing there would be no consequences, no follow-ups at all. This was actually a betrayal of knowledge. Knowledge being the act of solving a problem.
And I mean, these are really debunked hoaxes. Like the Charlottesville hoax, debunked by the liberal media icon Jake Tapper, who said, no, it didn't happen. It was taken out of context. He didn't call white supremacists very fine people. Okay, so when even Tapper admits that in the mainstream media and she repeats it, she'd be taking a risk. Unless you know they're not going to fact check you. They're only going to fact check your opponent, which happened. Trump got fact checked 5 times. She got fact checked not at all. She even repeated the bloodbath hoax. If Trump doesn't win, there's going to be a bloodbath. He said that. There's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are in the process of turning the American auto industry over to the Chinese. I guess that's part of what Hunter got paid for. Take a listen to her lying here and the actual Trump clip and the fact she didn't get called out at all for this. Take a listen. Here we go.
This is truly the first deep.
On that point, Donald Trump, the candidate, has said in this election there will be a bloodbath if this and the outcome of this election is not to his liking.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
If you look up bloodbath, the second definition, it's an economic term. Widely used. Widely used. That was another hoax. It's been debunked. She used it in the debate. They didn't stop her. But they spent a lot of time fact-checking him. By the way, the fact check on the Haitian people eating cats has completely fallen apart. Did you see this? The left all over X laughing at Trump. Haitian people eating cats. Come on. That would never happen. There's video of it. She's chomping down on the cat in the driveway as she and the officer go back and forth. It's mostly a one-way conversation, seeing as her mouth is full of cats. You know, I don't wonder where the left's going to be. At first, you deny, right? You deny because you don't want anybody talking about Springfield. You don't want anybody talking about how Kamala and Joe dumped 20,000 migrants on Springfield. And it's only a city of 58,000. You can't have that. So they're in the denial phase. No, it never happened. We're at people are not eating pets, okay? Give it a week and we'll be at, why do you care if people eat pets? What's wrong with you? You're a racist. That'll be followed by, it's a good thing people are eating pets, racist. We should all eat our pets because we know they have a large carbon footprint. And if this goes like all the left's other hoaxes, it'll end up with not eating pets. Is what? I don't know. White supremacy? Just wait. It's coming. Meanwhile, as the left denies anything with migrants is going on of significance in Springfield, because they called up one official. Take a listen to what the mayor and the city manager say is actually going on in Springfield. This is what is coming to so many American citizens if she wins and implements the open borders agenda she laid out in that CNN article that broke Tuesday morning. And it was shocking. Total open borders, no detainment of any kind of any illegal who comes over the border, shut down immigration detention facilities so there's nowhere to put them to make sure they can't be detained, free transgender surgeries to anybody who shows up at our doorstep the minute they show up. And under that system, well, your town where you live will be just like Springfield, Ohio. And what is that like? This is Fox News interviewing the mayor and the city manager.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing healthcare. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
They've also had a TB outbreak. An 11-year-old was killed when an illegal immigrant drove head-on into a school bus. But if you're on the left and you consume their media, you don't know any of this. You think Trump made up something nutty about cats.